This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi. So we continue Masechta Chagiga Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blot, Yoram Erbez. The Mishnah Saran Yoram Er Aleph, Chagigos are an example of Harorim Hatulim Besara, mountains of halachas that are dependent on a hair's breadth. There's very little scriptural source. Rakti Gemara Mechtav Ksivan, it's written explicitly. What do you mean there's very little scriptural source? It says Rashi Kinarminon Le'elmi V'Chagoysam Oysa. It says you should. Chagoysam, what else does that mean, right? The Karm Chagiga. This statement of the Mishnah, it's like a mountain that's hanging on a hair, is only needed for what Rav Papa said to Abaye. Mimai dehai v'chagoysam oysa chag l'Hashem zvicha. The Rav Papa said to Abaye, how do I know that when it says you should offer a chag, you should offer a sacrifice to God? It's referring to Shechdin Karbanos, Dilma Chaygu Chaga Ka'amar Rachmana. Maybe it just means to celebrate. How do you know it means the Chagiga? Maybe it just means to celebrate. Rashi says Chaygu Chaga Lahar Baisumcha. Maybe it means to party. Chag! Joyous occasion. How do you know it has anything to do with the Karban Chagiga? Maybe it's just joy in general. Tosfos says, Yesh Mefarshim Lashon Mechoilos. Maybe it means to dance. They will dance and shake like a drunkard. What? What does Chesam Bein say? Yeah. See me, maybe it's... Again, but we're not even quoting B'samach B'chagecha. There, yes. You have to be... That's talking about the Shlomim, right? But now we want to know, how do you know you bring a carbon chagiga? Some from V'chagoy. So maybe it just means you should celebrate according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, you should dance. Says the Gemara, Elameyata d'chsev v'yachoygu li b'midbar. It says in this week's parasha, v'yachar bo moish v'yaren v'yim ro'al paroi. Doesn't that mean what? Doesn't that mean you should bring a carbon chagiga? So we're bringing a proof that it doesn't mean to celebrate. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hachinami dechaygu chagahu." You think that's what God wants? They just to party in the midbar? It means to bring carbonos. If you're going to say hachinami, like this also, that there also, that's what it meant. It meant to go to the midbar and celebrate, or go to the midbar and dance. The same way.
Going to the midbar was by the Mitzrayim. It was Avodah Zarah, so they had to go away so they in order to shach.
Mm-hmm. So you mean if it just means to celebrate or to dance?
I think that's why Moshe said that we want 3 days distance.
Mm-hmm. So it's more mistaber that it refers to
Karbanos.
But again, it's not absolutely conclusive. Right. It could mean to celebrate or to dance. V'haksiv, v'yomer Moshe. Moshe told Paray, "Gam ata titein biyadenu zvachim va'elois. You too will give us offerings." So clearly, they were going to the midbar. What? To bring karbanos. No, d'malchi kamarachmana. Maybe this is what the pasuk is saying. Ichlu v'shasu, eat, drink, v'yachaygu chaga kamay. And you will celebrate before me. And what Moshe was saying is, you'll be sending us meat also. Maybe Moshe didn't mean you're going to bring us, give us karbanos. Zvachim va'olos, just sacrifices. Sacrifices meaning things to shacht.
Not chagigos.
Lois ha'gadaitach, don't think that. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, regarding Yom Tif, Lois sizbach al chametz, Dam zivchi, do not shecht. When you have chametz, the blood of my sacrifice, v'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker. Do not leave over the fat of the chag of my chag until the morning. So we have two choices now. What's chagi? Either meat that you just happen to be offering, or it refers to the chagiga. V'isalka daitech dechoygahu. If you're going to think it refers only to the festival, tarba l'chage islay, is there fat on the festival? What do you mean, don't leave over your fat till the morning? What fat? If it's just referring to eating meat, what fat is there? There has to be fat in the meat? It must be referring to the carbon chagiga, which is a carbon that has fat. If it says Gemara, v'dilma hachi kamer, maybe this is what it means to say. V'dilma hachi kamer rachmana. Chilev haba bizman chag, it refers to the fat that happens to be coming at the time of Yom Tov. Meaning, karbon shlomim, lo yalin, don't leave it over. Says Rashi, chilev haba bizman hachag, im bas lahakriv karbonos nidarecha beregel, if you're going to come to be makriv your karbonos of your nidarim on the Yom Tov, lo yalinu chutz l'mizbeach, ba'alois ha'shachar, you should not let it stay over off the mizbeach by morning. So it's not referring to the karbon chagiga, it's referring to karbonos in general. It's referring to karbonos in general.
Not specifically chagiga.
Not the chagiga. Just whatever karbonos you happen to be bringing on Yom Tov, you should not leave them over. Elameyata. But now we're going to challenge that. You can't say Layalin Chelev Chagi refers to karbonos that you happen to bring. Haba elameyata, haba bizman chag hu delayalin. Only the karbonos that happen to be brought on the festival, you're not to leave over. Hadachal Hashanah kula yalin. But the karbonos you bring the rest of the year, you could leave over. Kal ha'layla ad ha'boker k'siv. It says the whole night until the morning. We know there's a pasuk. Tzavas aharoin v'yesbanav leimar zois teiras ho'ela. Hi ho'ela al moiked al mezech. Kal ha'layla ad ha'boker v'yesham zech tukad bo'i. That the fat has to be on the Mizbeach the whole night. And you can't leave it over. So it can't be referring to stam karbonos that you happen to be bringing on Yom Tov, because any carbon that you bring the whole year, you can't leave the fat off the Mizbeach by the end of the night.
So what's it even telling us?
So why would it be referring to those specific karbonos? Says the Gemara, no. Dilma ime hahi, had it been for just the pasuk kal ha'layla ad ha'boker havamina hulaseh, that pasuk is only telling you that if you leave it over, you're over an aseh. Kaz rachmana hai lelav. This second pasuk of lo yolin chelev chagi ad boiker is saying, besides the aseh, if you leave over the karbonos on Yom Tov, you're over a lav as well. Look at Rashi. Ad ha-boiker, k'sev, hi ha-oila, ala mokta, ala mizbeach, kol ha-layla, ad ha-boiker, mikananu lemedim, shemala kol ha-layla, that you bring up the whole night, evarim, ufadarim, the limbs and the fats, so karbonos, shenishchatu hayoim, avaloi me'alois ha-shach lemala, you can't bring it up onto mizbeach from alois and on, the nifsalu belina. So now the Gemara suggests, maybe it's telling me that you're over alav, because had it just been for the first pasuk, I would say that it's for nasei. So we wrote another pasuk lav. It says lav. It's teaching me a lav. Kos of krachrina. I already know it's a lav because there's another pasuk v'lo yolin mina basar shartizbach ba'erev ba'yomer rishon la'boiker. It says about the chagiga on erev Pesach. You should not leave over from the meat that was sacrificed in the evening on the first day to in the morning. That means you cannot leave it over. Says the Gemara, maybe it's not teaching me about the carbon chagiga.
How does the Gemara use that pasuk to teach us a chagiga?
That's talking about a different chagiga, chagigas yod daled, on erev Pesach. Which, by the way, the Gemara said earlier is a drabbanon even, right?
Right.
How could we drabbanon if there's a pasuk? Maybe bringing it all together is drabbanan, but if you do bring it, you can't leave it over. So Gemara says it's to duma lavra lav b'shnei lavin va'asei. Maybe it's to make you violate two lavin and an asei, but it doesn't mean it's teaching you that you bring a carbon chagiga. Ela as ya midbar midbar. The source of the carbon chagiga is gzer shava midbar midbar. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, v'yachayguli ba'midbar, it says in Parshas Va'era, you will celebrate for me in the midbar, uchsiv hasam, And it says over there, is there a Chumash here?
I'm sure we do.
What? The Pasuk?
In Amos?
No, the Pasuk.
In Bayer?
Hey Aleph, it's in Shemois, no? Yeah, V'yachar Bo'u. It's in the end of the parsha. V'yachar Bo'u Moshe V'yaron V'yimra Al-Parai Koyim Ha'ashem L'Kei Yisrael Shalach Chasami V'yachoy Guli Ba'amidbar. Says the Gemara.
This past week.
We're going to make Gzer Shav Midbar Midbar. Ksiv Hacha V'yachoy Guli Ba'amidbar. Uksiv Hasam Hazvachim U'mincha Higashtem Li Ba'amidbar. Did you bring Karbanos and Menachos to me in the Midbar? So we make a gzera shava mal halan zvachim, just like in Amos it refers to karbanos, afkan zvachim. So too when it says the chagoy samos chag lashem, it refers to karbanos. So then it's explicit. It's a gzera shava. Why is it called hararam atulim basara, mountains on a here? It's not a here. It's explicit. It's a gzera shava. Says Gemara, my hararam atulim basara. What does it mean? Like a mountain that's suspended on here, divrei Torah and divrei Kabbalah layafin. We know that words of Torah from words of Nevi'im, we don't learn out. Yeah? Okay. Now, v'yachoygu li ba'midbar, it says midbar, and it says, hazvachim u'mincha higashtem li ba'midbar. Just like over there it's karbanos, here it's karbanos also. Now, how do you know the carbon is the carbon chagiga? Maybe it's a different kind of carbon. So Tosfos says, from v'lo yalin chilev chagi, you could learn out that the gzer shava is teaching me a chagiga. Okay. The holy Gemara continues. Me'ilais. The Mishnah said, me'ilais are kahararim atulim basara, like a mountain that are suspended on a hair. Says the Gemara, Mechtav Ksivan, Me'ila is written. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Le Nitzrucha, Ela Lechadetna'an. Rami Bar Chama said, this is only needed for the following Mishnah. We know, by the way, Rabbi said, there's a principle in Shliach L'Dvar Avera. If I tell you, go ahead and do an Avera. Yeah, go. Break a holy item. So I'm not responsible. You're responsible. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Except for by me'ila. If I tell you to misappropriate kachim, I'm chayiv in your pater. Right? That's one of the exceptions to the rule. Says the Gemara, so me'ila is mechtav ksivan, me'ila is written. Amar rami bar chama le'nitzrucha ela l'chedetanan. This is only needed for that which we learned in the Mishnah. Hashliach sha'asa shlichusai. A shliach who fulfilled his mission, bala bayis mo'al. The person who sent him is Oivram Ila. Rashi says, bala bayis shahi biyadim mo'is hektish. Let's say bala bayis had money of hektish in his hands. V'neschafu v'mo'is, if it got mixed with his own money, and his son on b'shoigig l'shliach, he told the shliach b'shoigig, v'yamar lo, and he said to him, kach li mehem chalok oitas, go get me a shirt or a cloak. And also shlichusai, bala bayis mo'al. The balabayis is moyal. The zeo kararim. This is like a mountain on a hair. Sheyesh lo tmaya v'leimer. You could ask, the chi shliach zeh chata? Was the shliach sin? Shehoisi mois hektish? In other words, who's chayev? If the shliach did his shlichos, the balabayis is moyal. Why? Sheyesh lo tmaya v'leimer v'chi shliach chata shahoytzi mois hektish. How could it be the shliach sinned and the balabayis mischayev karen v'chomish, and the balabayis mischayev to pay a karen and a fifth ulahavi asher me'ilos v'hari yadua lanu b'chal ha'shas she'en shalech dvar avera. We know in the whole shas in shalech dvar avera shehei shalech mischayev al yidei shulchai, that a sender should be chayev based on who he sent. And yet over here, the balabayis accidentally gave the wrong money, and the shliach was moyel, so we say, who's chayev? The mishaleach. If he did his shlichus, the mishaleach is chayev.
In this case, the shliach didn't know.
The shliach didn't know. Therefore what?
So maybe there's a chilek in all other averes. That if you
send
the person, it's normal. A person has das. Here, the person is bishoygig. The shliach essentially is bishoygig.
Had he known it was hektish, he wouldn't have done it. Maybe
then he would have been mechayev.
Again, the shliach did his shlichus. The balabayis is mayal. Why is the balabayis mayal? We say yesh shliach ledvar avera. Let's see one more case. Lo yasa shlichusay. If he didn't do his shlichus, what does that mean? He didn't do his shlichus.
He didn't do it. He didn't fulfill.
You told him to buy. You told him to buy a certain thing, and he did it. You're over. But if he did something else, he's over. Shliach ma'al. Frakti Gemara v'chi asa shlichusai. If he did his shlichus, amai ma'al. Why is the Mishalech Moyal? V'chizeh choyte v'zeh mischayef? Should the shliach sin and the Mishalech be chayef? Hainu kaharorim hatzuyim besara. So Ashley is asking a very good question. What are we talking about? The shliach, well, did the shliach know anything? The shliach, Tosfos in Kedushin says we're talking about the shliach is a mezid, and the mishaleach is a shoygeg. Right? Rashi here says the mishaleach didn't know; he gave it b'shoygeg.
Right.
What about the shliach? Did the shliach know?
If he did know,
what's the reason why ain shliach advar avera? One reason is the reason why ain shliach advar avera is because it's shlichus be'isser. There's no shlichus be'isser. There's no shlichus be'isser. Ain shlichus dvar avera. So Gemara has a good kasha. V'chizeh choyte v'zeh mischayev. The shliach is doing an avera. If he's doing an avera, it's not a shlichus. The shlichus nachal. But there's another svar. There's a famous svar of the sma. You know what the sma holds? You know why ain shlichus dvar avera? Because I didn't really think that you would listen to me. I thought that you have some seichel. If I tell you, go do an avera, I didn't think you'd listen to me. If I didn't think you'd listen to me, I didn't really appoint you. So it's not a real shlichus. But in this case, I'm a shoygeg. So I did think you would listen to me. So if I did think you'd listen to me, then the mishalech should be chayiv. So what's the Gemara asking? How could it be you sinned and I get the avera? Very simply. The only reason why I didn't shlech l'dvar avera is because I didn't think you'd listen to me. In this case, the mishalech is a shoygeg. So he didn't know, so he thought the shliach would listen. To be kidding, Chris Kasha.
Then the shliach would be chayev.
But the shliach is the 1 second. Really, the shliach should the mishalech should always be chayev, because shliach shall adam kamaisai.
Right.
Elamai, it could be that when you're sending a guy to do an avera, that's not a shlichus. You can't do a shlichus l'isser. That's one pshat. So then the Gemara would have a good kasha. How could it be? The shliach is doing an avera, and the mishalech is chayev. But if the reason why ain shliach dvar avera is because I didn't psychologically think you would listen, if I tell you to do an avera, I didn't think you're going to really listen to me.
Right.
So but in this case, I did think you were going to listen to me because I'm a shoygig.
Right.
Because I didn't know it was hektish money. So therefore, it makes sense that I should be chayev. So what's the Gemara asking? Asks Rabbi Kiveger. V'chizeh chayte could the shliach do an avera and the mishalech be chayev? Yeah. Because the mishalech didn't know, but anyway, the Gemara says, "Hainu ka'aroram atoy misara." This halacha that if the mishalech is a shoygeg, and I'm not sure why Tosfos says the shliach was mezid. That this is ka'aroram atoy misara, and you are the mishalech is chayev. Amar Rava said, "Umay kasha." What's the question? Why is the mishaleach chayev? Dilma shani mi'ila. Maybe mi'ila is different. Diyafa chayt mi'truma. we learn out Gzeres Shava Chet Chet from Truma. Ma Hasam Shluch Hashadam Kamoi. So just like by Truma, we say Shluch Hashadam Kamoi. Say Af Kan Shluch Hashadam Kamoi. Say Ela Amar Rava. But Rava said Lo Nitzrucha Ela Lechadatanya. The statement that Me'ilois is kahararam hatulim b'sara is only needed for the following scenario. Nizkar balabayis v'loi nizkar shliach. Shliach mo'al. Look at Rashi. Nizkar balabayis. Braisi perek basen me'ila. It's a brais in the last perek of me'ila. V'achi gar sinan. This is the gersa. L'chidatanya. We learned in a brais. Nizkar balabayis shehim shal hektish. I gave you money, and then the balabayis remember that it's hektish money. Before the shliach got to the storekeeper. In other words, he gives $5 to the shliach and he says, go buy me a pack of soda. And then he realizes, oh, I gave him hektish. So he doesn't want him to do the shlichas. But the shliach didn't know. The loy nizkar shliach. And the shliach spent it. The shliach's chayev. Because basically the mishalech rescinded his shlichas.
You could do that without the shliach knowing?
You can only act on my behalf so long as I want you to act. In other words, you mean you're saying, because once I appointed you,
and you go,
then you're gone, and then no way to retract. It sounds like I could be mevatel even without telling you. Says Gemara, Shliach Anya Mayavid. What does poor Shliach do wrong? Why is the Shliach Chayiv? Shliach Anya Mayavid. Rashi says, Nihi de Balabayis Pater. True, the Baal Bayis should be put there. The Kivin, the Nizgar, since we remember Anan Sadi, the Sulo, Nichal, Bishulchuse, it's like we're all witnesses that he doesn't want the Shlichos, the Heich of the sky. Omehash, the Lav Shluchahu. Omeo, Shliach, my oven, what the Shliach do wrong? Hainu, Kararam, Atulim, Basara. This case is like a mountain on us, on a hair. That why should the Shliach be Chayev just because the Mishaleach found out, remember that it's hektish money? But why should the shliach be chayev? The shliach didn't know. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, my kosher, what's the question? What's the question? Why is the shliach chayev? Dilma, maybe. Midi dahava amoitzi mois hektish l'chulen. It's like someone who unknowingly spends hektish money on chulen. Rashi, midi dahava. Ashar kol moitzi mois hektish l'chulen. He's like anybody else who accidentally uses hektish money and spends it on chulin b'shogeg. Sheyimalu, that he's over ameila. Avzeh b'shogeg. So this guy also, the shliach, b'shogeg goitzion, he spent it b'shogeg. Even shabita ha-mishalach shichusai. Once the mishalach is mevatel ha-shlichos, havle'ihu moitzi. So then the shliach is spending hektish money unknowingly.
Spending the hektish money, or is it because it was your money for hektish that was used?
I believe because since it's hektish money, you're not able to spend it on
so it's
something.
So spending it is the issur?
Yeah, you're profaning the money. The money is designated for hektish. It belongs to hektish. You can't use it for a mundane
problem. The owner of the money can't use it for that.
Nobody can. It sounds like, right? We see from here, I guess, that nobody can. Even though he doesn't know, how is he supposed to know it? Just like anybody who unknowingly spends
hektish. It's not even his. It's not his money. So
correct.
Well, I'm not doing anything.
That was the Gemara's kasha. What did the poor guy do wrong? And the Gemara says, what do you mean? We know that halacha is anyone may. Right, the Gemara is comparing a guy who spends his own hektish money on chulin unknowingly to someone who spends someone else's hektish money unknowingly. The Gemara in the end may say that might not be a parallel exactly. It says the Gemara, right? Amar Ravashi, my kasha, doma midi dahava moitzi mois hektish lechulin. Ela Amar Ravashi. La'initzrucha, you know why I need the statement kararam atulim b'sara ela lechidetnan. Not al even oikara shal hektish. If someone took a stone or a beam of hektish, hareza loy moel, he was not moel yet. So if you take a stone or a beam of hektish, you are not moel. Not nitna lachaber. If you gave it to your friend, who moel? You're moel v'chaber loy moel. Your friend is not moel. In other words, if I take the stone or a beam of hektish, I'm not moel. Once I transfer it to someone else's rishos, I'm moel. The friend is not moel. Michti. Mishkal shakla. The guy took it. In both cases, he took it. Why does it matter that he gives it to someone else? Only if he gives it to someone else, it's Mila. If he doesn't give it to someone else, it's not Mila. Malihu, Mali Chaveri. What difference does it make if it's him or if his friend? Says Gemara, Hainu, Kahararim, Hatuliyim, Bisara. This is why this is a case of like a mountain that's suspended on a hair. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.